Welcome back to the STEM Blazers podcast. My name is Vivan and I'm a STEM Blazers alumni and volunteer. Gabby, this is our last episode. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. School's been a whirlwind of a start. Let's just say that.
Did you start last week or the week before?
Last week. Yeah. Okay. What about you?
Yeah, last week. Woohoo.
We're going to push through that one semester closer to graduating.
Yeah. Yeah. Over halfway now. That's what I'm counting down.
Exactly. Do you know how many credits you're taking this semester?
This semester, only 14, because I kind of overdid it last semester and took 19. So,
yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I feel like I'm scared because I'm taking 19 this semester. But like, it's necessary for me to graduate according to my plans. But we'll see. I still have another week or two to fully decide if I want to keep that schedule. Yeah, well, should we get into it? I mean, last episode, time for us to debrief a bit and kind of talk about the season. In your opinion, like as a podcast host, how did you feel that season 5 went overall?
I personally thought it was great. We had great guests and we had a great vibe, like on and off camera. Like we were playing off each other so well that I thought it was always so much fun to have the conversation with you and just kind of like go through the questions and like connect with our guests. It's just been really fun. And with it being my first time never doing like any kind of podcasty stuff, like it's been really cool to see behind the scenes too. So I thought it was so much fun.
Yes. Oh my gosh, me too. So excited. I was just about to ask you too, like first podcast.
And I know.
You did it. And you did amazing. What? Yeah. I had so much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, dude. It was so fun having you as a co-host. I agree. Like we were just vibing and like I feel like we just brought a lot of great questions to the season too.
I agree completely. To kind of circle around when you first started the podcast with like college, work, and any kind of future goals, what were they before and like where are you at now?
Yeah. I'm like even trying to remember like when we started our first episode, but I think it was, I'm like still in a place where I'm like, I don't know what to consider myself a year wise in college. I think I'm like a junior, senior,
yeah,
something, probably like sophomore, junior, one of those three. But I just remember it was my first semester back after taking a gap semester, and I was just excited for being able to host the season again of the podcast and like being able to work with you. And I think I was like in the midst of midterms and stuff too when we started.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot has happened since then. Like we were able to do our first in-person recordings.
Yes.
Yeah, this season was so cool being able to do that. And like now I'm just continuing on my design path. I actually switched my focus areas. I'm no longer doing music and audio engineering, but I'm doing a focus in product design, which, yeah, the coursework there is really exciting. And I think it's like right up my alley. And I'm actually in the recording studio at my school right now, so I could do like my music stuff on the side.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's
where I'm at. What about you?
Well, like you said, it's been a long time. I just started the second half of my sophomore year in college. So just started my 19 credits when we first started. So it was a little rough, not going to lie. But just like what you said before, like getting to do the first in-person podcast was super exciting and super cool. So that was like something along the way that I just thought that was really cool and worth mentioning again. But I had just made the switch to civil, and so now I haven't switched it again, so that's always good news. We're still in civil, so that's exciting. Yeah, school's kind of been the same, and it's so sad that the podcast is ending. I had such a great time, but Like, personally, I officially started my business. I just registered my business name. And so now I get to be an official businesswoman, which is so exciting.
I'm so excited for you. Wait. Give the audience some more context on this business.
Okay. So I had the idea since like the beginning of high school, and I just was like, I can't do this. But now it's a thing. And basically, I make little animations, like 3D animations that are hand-drawn, and I am going to use that as part of my business platform. So we have the business name is Mixed Moon Creative, and I do a lot of digital products and like the animation stuff. And then hopefully, eventually, I get to go into actual film, but we'll see.
That is so, so cool and so exciting. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh,
wait, do you have a website or like where can I check out your business and your work?
Well, currently I just have the name. That was the first step. But if I get anything, I can send it your way or put it in the comments. Like, we'll find something.
Please do, because I'd love to check it out. I'm so excited for you. Congrats on that. That's a big deal.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
How would you say, like, I know for me, this podcast has helped me, like, meet so many great people. How would you say it's helped you build, like, your network?
It's been awesome. I'm a huge LinkedIn person, as you know, Babon. I love LinkedIn. I finally reached my goal of 500 plus on LinkedIn. Like, the little plus symbol, it happened, but it's mostly because of this podcast. So thank you, STEM Blazers. But other than that, I really connected with a lot of the guests, and I've just been able to like go outside of the podcast and sit down with other connections. So Kat Mann actually connected me to somebody else who is an entrepreneur and is doing her own idea and trying to work with colleges and stuff. So I got to like sit down with her and have a conversation. So just the connection of the connection has been really cool. And thanks to this podcast, I got to do that. So it was super exciting.
Yeah, I felt that. I'm still lacking on my LinkedIn game. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I need to be like Gabby because I don't really know how to use LinkedIn and I really just need to get on top of it. So I'm like taking inspo and notes from you. I hope you know that. And funny enough, like I actually also met up with Kat Mann in person. We played together on the same golf team for the golf tournament.
Dude, that's awesome. Oh my goodness. That's so exciting.
Yeah. I love that. Our podcast, like the STEM Blazers podcast, allows us to just meet so many incredible people. And then like when we actually get to see them in person or like, you know, just even like find common connections or understandings with each other. And then they introduce us to people. And like, it's just really cool. It's such an awesome network. And I'm very grateful.
Yes, me too. It has been awesome. Is there any, like going along with that, is there any special like lessons or inspirations or mottos that you'll take with you from this season?
That's a tough one because there's so many. You know, I will say, I feel like an episode that really stuck with me was with Jasmine. Like she was just unapologetically herself. And I feel like that really inspired me to also be unapologetically myself. And like she's just like she knows she's a baddie and she like just goes for the opportunities. And like I feel like for a long time and even now sometimes I still find myself hesitating. So like I just know her episode and like her just saying, just do it, girl. She's like, just go for it. Like what? Don't let anyone else intimidate you. Like that really stuck with me for sure.
Yeah.
I think it was so cool too because she was just very relatable as well. Like she's just so real.
Yes,
so funny.
Definitely shout out to Jasmine.
Yeah, did you have like any like special, what, like were there any lessons or inspirations or mottos that you had with you this season?
Probably one like saying that stuck with me was from Anna from the very first episode where it was do it anyways and do it scared. And I just love that one. Like that one, like I think about that all the time when I'm going to like make a big decision and I'm just like, do I want to do this? And am I scared to do it? Like with my business, I was just like, I don't want to, I don't know. And then I like kept thinking about what Anna said over and over. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to go for it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah. No.
But I really liked that one. And then this was like more of a concept kind of, but it's from Lauren later on in the episode. And it was just like the idea that you don't need to become one of the boys to like blend in. Yeah. That one hit me hard. I was like, whoa.
That one also hit me. Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because it's so easy to fall into like, oh, I need to like fit in so that
mm-hmm.
my experience will be better. And she was just like, nah, just stay true to you. Yeah, I was like, dang. Yeah. It's so, so many good moments in this season. I'm just like, I'm so glad that it's out there in the world and like, people are able to hear it. Like, that's just so crazy to me.
Definitely.
Do you feel like this podcast has helped you build your resume and skill set at all?
Resume, yes, because now I get to put the cool, like, title of podcast host, so that's always exciting. And skill set, definitely. Like, I personally was not a very sociable person when it comes to more remote conversation styles, if that makes sense. I'm definitely much more ecstatic when I'm in person, and I feel like I'm more sociable when I'm in person. And then over this, I'm just like, how do I connect with someone when I can't really like see the facial expressions and the body language? So it's definitely helped me on that side of things, and just getting to like hear other people's stories and find out what worked and didn't for them has been really cool.
No, I completely agree. Yeah. I know for my first season, I was like, oh gosh, like, how am I gonna do this over camera?
No, it was scary at first. It was so scary. I was like, well, hopefully Vivant's got this because we're going to be stuttering the entire time.
You did amazing. And I thought you were super sociable throughout the podcast. So like, you have no worries there.
But what about you? Has it helped you build your resume and any skill sets?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely like adding more experience to being like a podcast host, and then yeah, being able to have conversations with people. Like sometimes I feel like when you're speaking to like a professional, it can feel really intense, and sometimes you're really stiff. Like at least for me, I feel like really stiff, and I'm like, okay, I have to speak a certain way or act a certain way. But like this podcast has helped me kind of relax a bit in that, like in that case, and like I feel like it's just helped me be a lot more comfortable with being myself. I think people connect more when you're just being real rather than like almost like scripted or like stiff, you know? So I'd say that was like a huge thing for me. It's just making me more comfortable being able to speak to people and like learning how to be more social and just ask questions and learn more. So yeah.
It's nice to like have the flow of a conversation instead of like what you said, scripted. Like it was nice to kind of have that conversation atmosphere. And I think it helped us and our guests on both sides. So I definitely agree.
I can't imagine what it'd be like being a guest for like a podcast, you know, and like especially with people you've never met or like doing it virtually online. Like I could see that being really intimidating. So I'm glad. And I hope we were able to provide or, you know, like a really great atmosphere.
Fingers crossed. I'm sure we did. Everyone seemed to have a great time.
Yeah, it was a blast. We had some great conversations and laughs for sure throughout the season.
Definitely.
So just like getting back into it, do you think that the podcast will encourage, you know, like students, professionals, or others who listen?
Yeah, I think this podcast is very relatable, at least in my experience. Each guest has their own perspective and personality, and everyone can find something in at least somebody's episode that's relatable. And I think just having that relatable aspects of, in each episode just kind of brings out the bravery and courage in other students and professionals. They're like, oh, wow, like, I actually like went through this, or I'm going through this right now. And this is really cool to hear about their perspective and just their, like how they went through that difficulty or how they went through that experience. And so I feel like it's definitely going to encourage others to keep pushing for their own personal goals and keep going with that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. It's cool because we have such a like wide range of guests on our season. Like, I mean, we had two high school students who were just absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, they were just doing incredible things. And then we had VPs and like our Comcast executives. Like, that was so cool. Yeah, I just think it's so great that we were able to interview so many different people because you can, like you said, you can just relate to everybody and, you know, take bits and pieces of everyone's story and like really feel and relate to it in your personal life. So you worded it perfectly.
Thank you. I also feel like most of our guests didn't start in the STEM field, and that was really cool. Like, that was interesting to me. I was like, oh, like, everyone just kind of circled around and came here.
Yeah, that is such a great point. Yeah, that was so cool. I'm like, I'm just so excited for that the season is out. And like, season six, too, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the hosts do there for season six.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of season six, do you have any tips for the hosts for next season?
Ooh, that's a good one. I know for me, like anytime I do, like based on my experience from season two and season five, I always like to try to find little things that like our guests don't always mention in their bios and like ask them things that they wouldn't expect, which is kind of hard to predict, but it's always nice getting like a little surprise, like, oh, like I wasn't expecting that. That's a great question, you know? And just be yourself. Like each season, each host like just brings so much and brings their own like personality, their own, you know, little, I don't know, little quirks that I love. So yeah, just be yourself. Don't stress too much about it if you've never done podcasting before. like I said, Gabby, what about you? I mean, it was your first time podcasting. Do you have any tips?
I'm definitely gonna have to agree with you on be yourself, because once I started being more of myself and just like going with it, it was a lot easier. I wasn't stressed. So I am gonna agree with you on that one. And then kind of going off what you said was just kind of like do your homework. Like, they're not going to give you everything in their bio, and just kind of like going off with your idea with like the questions kind of surprising them. Like, if you look into their story and their background and just kind of find those little quirks about them, they'll enjoy talking about those quirks and like bringing it up. And then it becomes more of like a natural flow conversation, which is like what you want. So kind of playing off of what you said, but something that would have helped me is probably asking for feedback just to see like what people are expecting out of me and what people want out of me, just so I can kind of like play, like look at both sides of like what is expected and what I would like to bring. So just a little bit of feedback. I probably should have asked for a little bit of that just to get started, and it would have made the transition into the host position a little bit easier. But I definitely agree with all the things that you said, so not to piggyback off of you, but
no, I mean that, like, I think that's such a great point that you brought up, like the feedback too. Yeah, that definitely would be helpful to figure out like, hey, what can I do better for next episode, or like, yeah, next recording. It's all a learning process, so next season's host, like, don't be too hard on yourself and just enjoy it. It's a fun time.
Definitely.
I'm looking at the mentor playlist and gotta ask you, what's your favorite song?
Oh my goodness, I knew this is gonna come back around and get me, and now I have to look it up.
I know. I was like, it's so easy to ask this question to all of our guests, but like when it comes to us answering, I'm like, oop.
I know.
I did not prepare.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay. So my song is Wingman by Boys World. And it's literally about how you don't need a wingman and can be strong for yourself. And it's the best song ever.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's so good.
It's so motivating. So motivating.
I'm trying to think. Like, I listen to a lot of like chill R&B stuff. I've been listening to a lot of Omar Apollo lately, so maybe one of like Three Boys is really good. But like, if we're talking a song that makes me feel powerful, I would say like Little Girl Gone by Chinchilla. It's just like,
yes,
so good. It's just like, she just, any internal rage I have, like, she just makes me feel so powerful, because she's like, yeah, you strong woman, like, don't let anyone push you around, kind of a deal, you know? It's just such a good song. This was such a fun season, and I'm just, like, so grateful that I was able to host it with you. And, yeah, it's just been so fun. I feel like I've been able to learn a lot, just, like, from hosting with you, and, like, it's been so nice being able to get to, like, know you more as well throughout this, because we would just see each other at events.
But, at, like, the this events, podcast. Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Like, it's been, like, I'd see you at the events, and I know you through a couple of other STEM Blazer alumni, and I was, like, coming into this, it was like, oh no, like, we're not friends. Like, I hope that grows. Like, I hope we make that connection. Like, no. We were just kind of acquaintances, and this is awesome. Like, I have enjoyed doing the podcast with you and just, like, getting to know you. It's been awesome. And you're such a cool person, bro. Like, you're such a cool person. I'm just like,
so are you, man.
It makes me so happy. It just, whenever I hear something that you've done or, like, accomplished, I'm like, yes, that's my mom. Like, yes.
I love it. We're supporting each other, and I'm always here for that. And, like, definitely gotta make it down to CSU so we can grab some lunch.
Yes, like, yes. Or I can go come to you. Town. Like, it always works out.
I'll show you around, Golden Girl. Well, I think that concludes. I know. I was like, oh, why am I about to cry right now? Like, this is. Been such a great season, though, and yeah, I can't say it enough, but I'm just so grateful that we were able to do it together, and just grateful to meet the people that we met throughout this podcast season. But with that being said, thank you to the listeners for joining us for another STEM Blazers podcast season. If you want more information or to stay up to date with what we're working on, check out our website at stemblazers.org or Facebook and Instagram pages at STEM Blazers. And who knows, maybe you'll catch us on another season.
Bye, guys.